Back inside Olpe High School, Tegan Trehoon, Michael Deeker, the Dream Team here on the call of the girls 1A Division I Substate Championship game. St. Paul leads it 20-19 as we start the second half. Burlingame really found some momentum there towards the later half of that first half as they outscored St. Paul 15-9 in the second quarter. St. Paul has possession to start the third quarter. Up top with it is Emerald Struthers O'Brien. She goes to Claire Bradshaw. Now lobs it left block to Josie Harris, who leaves the jumper short. Burlingame regains possession. Isabel Tyson goes right side to Gracie Simmons. Lobs it right block to Kayla Noonan. Tries to bank it off the glass. Misses it. Gets her own rebound. Then gets tied up with by Josie Simmons. And they're going to actually call the foul on Josie Harris. My apologies. Combining names there. As Harris will pick up her third.
No, that's her fourth.
Fourth.
That's big. That's very big. You got to take advantage of your Burlingame with her on the bench the entirety of this third quarter.
Burlingame has already kind of held her in check as she only has 4 points on the night thus far.
Much in part because of that foul trouble.
Yeah. Down low, Noonan, left block, jumper is long. Rebound goes to Isabella Tyson, left side, Galen Winters. Three on the way, no good. Rebound collected by Elise Doherty, and we're starting the second half the way we started the first. Both teams missing some gimme shots here. Bit of a scoring drought in the first minute. Doherty circles around up top on the St. Paul end, going from left to right as we see the action. Chloe Seamy now goes right block, goes back to Seamy, who travels and turns it over. That will be number seven for the Lady Indians. Burlingame a chance to take the lead here for the first time. They trail it by one, 20-19 off a huge trip to the line at the end of the second quarter. Down low, Kaylin Noonan goes up for the shot, gets fouled from behind by Elise Doherty. That's going to be Doherty's third.
She got a great look. You know, they were fronting her, and they kind of threw it over the top, and no one was back there, but, you know, Doherty coming back from behind.
Another big one right there is that's Doherty's third, as Noonan still short on the free throw opportunity. She is now 2 of 7 overall. Puts up the second. That one is good. We're tied at 20.
First time we've been tied since the beginning of the ballgame.
That's true. Sophia Albertini skips it right side to Claire Bradshaw. Now back up top to Emerald Struthers O'Brien at the foul line. Left side, Elise Doherty. She'll drive inside, trying to go around Noonan. Noonan says, not tonight. Now being double teamed in the left corner. She'll give it over to Struthers O'Brien, who gets fouled on her approach to the basket. See who the officials award this one to on Burlingame.
Call it on Dalen Winters, I think, on the reach in on the drive.
That is correct. That will be Dalen's third. That's a big one for Coach Slater. Can't really afford to take her out right now. She really is kind of the general of this offense. Right side, Struthers O'Brien retakes the lead for St. Paul with a left side layup.
Just let her play out there. You got to have her on the court.
Yeah. 11 points in the night for Struthers O'Brien as Isabel Tyson has the ball poked from behind. It's recovered by Gracie Simmons. Goes to Damon Winters, who answers on the right block. Winners now with 11 points. She's saying anything Struthers O'Brien can do, she can do it too. We're tied at 22. Second tie. Right side jumper is missed. Rebound goes to Gracie Simmons. She'll hand off to Dalen Winters. Bearcats back on the attack, looking for the lead. Simmons, long three on the way. Tried to bank it off. Bank is closed. Noonan, rebound put back is long. Last touch by Burlingame. It'll go out of bounds. Turnover here to St. Paul. 5:23 left to go. Tied at 22 in the third quarter. Burlingame looking for their first trip to the state tournament. As Chloe Seamy drives in the lane, gets rejected by Kaylin Noonan. Goes to Dalen Winters.
Great
left
job.
Side, Gracie Simmons all loaded up the three, but didn't take it.
Great job by Noonan to stay straight up on that, not to come down on that shot attempt.
Dalen Winters, superwoman in the paint, goes up and in.
First lead of the ball game for Burlingame coming in the right time.
Winners with 13 on the night. It's 24-22 Burlingame. Struthers O'Brien runs through Noonan but can't hit the bunny. Rebound goes to Isabella Tyson. Burlingame on the attack. Noonan right block over the top of Elise Doherty. Falls down in the lane trying to collect the rebound. It goes to Isabella Tyson. Now to Kenna Masters at the foul line. To Dalen Winters, but Masters will travel before she gets the pass off. 4:28 remaining in the third quarter. Burlingame has their first lead of the night. 24-22. They are fighting. They want it. Coach Slater talked to me earlier, said to me, you know, this is the best team we've had. If we're going to go to state and make a run, this is the year. This, it's now or never. This team is not ready for never. They're ready for now.
I wouldn't say never with Coach Slater at the helm, but, yeah, they've got a good core of seniors right there.
His words, not mine. Right side, Claire Bradshaw drives in, but not before she travels. A turnover to Burlingame, still leading it, 24-22, 4:12 to go in the third quarter. A trip to the state tournament on the line. Dalen Winters across half court, goes left wing to Gracie Simmons. Simmons up top to Winters, three's on the way, it's good!
Great screen away from the ball to set up that open shot there by Dalen Winters, the all-time three-point scorer for the Burlingame Bearcats, giving them that five-point advantage.
Dalen Winters makes it 27-22, Burlingame with 3:50 left in the third quarter, but a foul on the other end. Will go against Isabella Tyson. That's her third. And I think she might be taking a seat here as Kaylin Noonan getting set to check back in. Nope, actually they're going to sub out Gracie Simmons.
Yeah, but you got Tyson, Noonan, and Winters each with three fouls apiece these last 3 minutes and 50 seconds of this third. Very crucial for them to stay out of foul trouble and pick up that fourth foul.
3:47 left to go in the third. Struthers O'Brien at the foul line. Tyson trying to knock it away. Goes near half court to Bradshaw. Bradshaw goes right side to Simi. Fires the three. It's no good. Rebound picked up. Right block by Kenna Doherty. Now Doherty thought about a three. She'll skip it left side to Struthers O'Brien. Throws it in the lane. It's taken away by Dalen Winters. She has a one-on-one with Bradshaw. Goes over the top of Bradshaw on the right hook shot. No good, and we'll get a jump ball for the rebound. It'll stay with Burlingame. The Lady Bearcats lead at 27-22, 3:17 remaining in the third quarter. Winner advances to the state tournament. Loser goes home. Oh, we're going to get a foul called against Burlingame for an illegal screen. Kaylin Noonan.
I don't know about that.
I don't
either. She fell to the floor. She got ran right over.
She's been ran over all night.
That's the seventh turnover to Burlingame.
That's going to be, well, wait, they're saying that's against Alexandra Crook. Thought he signaled Noonan, but that'll be Crook's second as we'll get a timeout by Coach Augustine. She wants to talk things over with her Lady Indians. We'll take a break ourselves. 27-22, Burlingame leads St. Paul, 3:13 remaining in the third quarter here on Country 101.7 FM.
Burlingame playoff basketball brought to you in part by the Bank of Burlingame, serving all your banking needs. Member FDIC, proud to support the Burlingame athletic teams on and off the court. And the Hinkson Ranch, proudly supporting area athletics and hoping to see you March 15th for the annual Bull Female Sale out at the ranch. Visit HinkstonAngus.com for more information.
Have you been thinking of making the switch to NextStep Wireless, but you're stuck in an agreement with your current provider? We'll pay off your phone for up to $1,000. Yes, really! You'll also receive up to $829 off the smartphone of your choice. That includes a Samsung Galaxy S21 5G or iPhone 13. That's not the only reason to switch to NextStep Wireless. Experience wireless built by Kansans for Kansans. Come visit, call, or text at 877-621-2600. We are Kansas.
5-point lead for Burlingame over St. Paul with 3:10 remaining here in the third quarter out of the timeout by St. Paul coach Kaylee Augustine. Elise Doherty goes up and in on the left side, pulls her team back within three. 2:57 remaining now in the third quarter. Burlingame back on the attack, up 27-24. Noonan drives on the left block, throws it up top. Isabella Tyson rings it in. Right side, now foul line. Crook down low to Noonan, who gets fouled from behind before the shot. So an inbound is coming here for Burlingame. See who this one goes against. That is on Claire Bradshaw. That will be her second. Team's third. As Tyson will check out. Back in comes Gracie Simmons. Out there for Burlingame, it's Crook, Noonan, Simmons, Masters, and Winters, who's inbounding it from the right side of the basket. Throws it to Noonan. Right block. Trying to back down Chloe Simi. Throws it up. Finally gets the right side jumper to fall.
They basically had a one-on-one right there, and Noonan realized that, backed him down, and then had that nice block shot finally falling through. That's going to be a big but confidence booster for Kalen.
Five-point lead once again for Burlingame after trailing by five for so long. 2:20 remaining in the third. Lane floater is no good by Sophia Albertini, but a foul coming against Burlingame. See who this one's on. That's Kalen Noonan. I believe that's just her third. It is. But nonetheless, Tyson, Noonan, Winters, all with three fouls. Alexandra Crook with two. As Noonan will take a seat.
And that's the unfortunate thing. You know, Kalen, very smart basketball IQ. But all three of her fouls coming on rebound attempts.
Elise Doherty on the catch and shoot off the inbounds is no good. A foul is now coming against St. Paul on the rebound attempt by Kenna Doherty. That'll be her second. 5-point differential in favor of Burlingame, 29-24 over St. Paul, 2:07 remaining in the third. Physical was the name of the game at the start. It's been the game all night as Galen Winters is short on the 5-foot jumper in the lane. Rebound goes to Elise Doherty of St. Paul. 1:50 remaining in the third quarter. Doherty leaves the left side layup short. Winters now with it across half court for Burlingame. Goes to Kenna Masters in the corner for three. It's long. But Gracie Simmons will be fouled from behind by Struthers O'Brien on the rebound attempt. That will be Struthers O'Brien's third. So now, Elise Doherty with three, Struthers O'Brien with three, and Josie Harris with four. Struthers O'Brien takes a seat. Out there now for the Lady Indians, Kenna Doherty, Chloe Simi, Claire Bradshaw, Elise Doherty, and Sophia Albertini as the inbound attempt by Burlingame goes out of bounds. 1:35 remains in the third quarter, 29-24 the lead for the Lady Bearcats. Left side, Claire Bradshaw throws it to the right over the outstretched hands of Chloe Simi into her own bench. Turnover on the Lady Indians. Noonan checks back into the Burlingame lineup. Out comes Alexandra Crook. Burlingame faithful. High energy right now. Little nail biting happening as well as it's a close one. 1:25 remaining in the third. Tyson left side to Noonan. Up top to Simmons, now right side to Tyson, up to Winters. Bounce pass to Noonan, top of the right wing, back to Winters. In the lane now to Noonan, who gets knocked down the lane, up top to Winters, left side, back door, up and in, goes Emma Tyson.
Largest lead of the night for the Burlingame Lady Bearcats, a 7-point lead. Jeff Slater coming to his feet, pumping up this crowd.
31-24, 48 seconds remaining in the third quarter. You can hear the Burlingame crowd. They're all on their feet. 40 seconds to go in the third. 7-point difference here in favor of Burlingame as Chloe Simi gets stuck at the foul line, goes up top to Bradshaw. Bradshaw jump stop in the lane. She'll get poked.
Can't call that a shooting foul.
By Emma
too.
Tyson. Yeah, they are going to call it a shooting foul, but it didn't look like she was about to shoot. It's interesting. Tyson picks up her first foul of the night.
I think that was on the drive.
It was. I stand corrected. 31-8.
But that old ball don't lie.
Nope. Claire Bradshaw misses on the first of two. She's scoreless this ball game. She has not found the basket yet. Noonan checks out. Out there for Burlingame now. Kenna Masters.
You know, Bradshaw struggled with foul trouble last night, and I think that kind of got her out of her rhythm.
Misses on the second. Again, the five out on the floor for Burlingame is Kenna Masters. Gracie Simmons, top of the key, unguarded three, will not get the friendly roll. Rebound put back by Emma Tyson is short. Rebound goes to Sophia Albertini. Lead pass, right side, Claire Bradshaw gets knocked down. That's going to be the fourth foul on Isabella Tyson as Bradshaw goes to the line for two. Daylen Winters checked out for a moment. She'll come back in, likely to relieve Tyson, as Bradshaw was unsuccessful on her last trip to the line about 10 seconds ago. She'll try and put up another one. That's no good either. She is 0 for 3.
And St. Paul missing their last five free throw attempts. They made their first three, but now three out of eight contest.
I'm going to try and get through it this time. The five on the floor for Burlingame at the moment. Alexandra Crook, Emma Tyson, Gracie Simmons, Daylen Winters, Kenna Masters. As Bradshaw puts up the second, it's good. Her first point of the ball game. Pulls her team within six, 31-25, 12 seconds remaining in the third. Alexandra Crook goes left side to Emma Tyson. Up top to Gracie Simmons, right side. Daylen Winters, three on the way, is short. Rebound picked up by Albertini, 2 seconds. Won't get a shot off at the buzzer. As we head into the fourth and final quarter, it's 31-25 Burlingame leading St. Paul. Winner advances to the state tournament in Dodge City. Who will it be? Stick around to find out here on Country 101.7 FM.
This is Curtis Bryan, general manager of your locally owned Mainstay Suites by Choice Hotels. We are fresh off of a remodel and rebranding, and we are thrilled to show off Emporia's newest hotel to the community. As always, we are driven to be the hotel you can rely on for the cleanest rooms and the nicest staff. As the year progresses, let us have the privilege of hosting your family in our renovated suites and host your party in our on-site meeting room. Call 343-7756 for a showing or booking today at Mainstay Suites, extended stay by Choice Hotels.
Area High School Basketball brought to you in part by Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. And Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group, buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today, 620-794-1229, to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
Once again, Burlingame outscores St. Paul 12-5, I should say, to get to a 31-25 differential as they lead it in going into the final 8 minutes of this girls 1A Division I sub-state championship matchup. They put up only 4 points in the first quarter. Since then, they've outscored St. Paul the entirety of the way. Left side, Josie Harris for St. Paul goes to the foul line to Elise Doherty. Doherty out there with three fouls. Harris with four. Claire Bradshaw with two. Emerald Trevers O'Brien with three as the ball goes flying out of bounds off a missed pass. Turnover to Burlingame with 7:43 to go in the ball game, leading 31-25. Inbounds goes to Daylen Winters, the senior. She'll bring it up across half court. Kayla Noonan, nice crossover, drives inside, banks it off the glass, gets it to fall right block. Noonan is starting to build some confidence here as she now has 7 on the night. It's 33-25. 8-point lead for Burlingame. Largest of the night, 7:15 remaining. Left wing three is just off the mark by Claire Bradshaw. Rebound goes to Burlingame. Three on the way from Daylen Winters is no good, and Noonan will tie up with Bradshaw for the rebound. And once again, Noonan gets slammed to the ground. They're going to call a jump ball. It'll stay with Burlingame. We're going to get a timeout first, a full timeout taken by Jess Slater. We'll go ahead and take one ourselves. 33-25, the lead for Burlingame, looking to advance on to the state tournament with a victory over St. Paul. 7:01 remaining in the ballgame. We'll bring you the final minutes right here on Country 101.7 FM.
Every- Every body is different. Some get injured and others wear down. At Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Center, your unique condition is at the center of what they do. Locally owned, Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Center is all-inclusive, featuring state-of-the-art equipment and treatment, from diagnosis through surgery and physical therapy, to get you back to an active and pain-free life. Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Center, the same doctors trusted by Kansas State University. The greatest comebacks begin here. Visit KansasOrtho.com.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. Winter weather can bring ice, snow, and slick roads. Mel's Tire has the Yokohama tire that will get you where you need to go. From the Yokohama Avid Ascend to the Geolander ATGO15 or Geolander HTGO56, you'll get dependable performance from your Yokohama tires. And remember, Mel's Tire offers quality service on your vehicle's brakes, struts, shocks, front-end alignment, and mechanical work. Come see us at Mel's Tire, 915 Graham Emporia, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
Well, the timeout taken by Coach Jeff Slater didn't have the desired effect as Kaylin Noonan gets called for a travel out of the timeout for a turnover to St. Paul as Burlingame leads at 33-25, 8-point difference, largest of the night. On the St. Paul end, Claire Bradshaw dribbles inside the arc, knocks down an 18-foot jumper from the right side, pulls her team back within six, 33-27 the lead for Burlingame. Burlingame back on the attack. Noonan in between the rings. Now circles around to the right wing. Hands off to Emma Tyson. Tyson up top to Gracie Simmons. Left side to Kenna Masters. Masters lobs it to the left block to Noonan. Goes right around. Struthers O'Brien leaves her in the dust and knocks down the jumper on the right side. Kaylin Noonan has nine. Right side. Three on the way by Elise Doherty is long. Daylen Winters collects the board with six remaining in the ballgame. 35-27 the lead, back to eight for Burlingame. Again, they have outscored St. Paul in every single quarter except for the first, where they only put up 4 points. Three on the way. Daylen Winters is good! That is why she is the all-time three-point shooter for Burlingame. Calm and collected under pressure. Extends the lead to 11.
That's a Mike Breen three, bang right there from Daylen Winters.
Three on the way from Josie Harris will be short. Rebound collected by Gracie Simmons.
Burlingame in total control right here. They just got to do, just don't force the issue.
Yeah.
Like you did just right there.
Yeah, Simmons was trying to find Emma Tyson on the right side. Throws it out of bounds once again into the waiting hands of Coach Ron Slaymaker. Still got it, Slay, as he stops that one. 5:08 remaining, 38-27.
That section over there has been getting all the loose balls this tournament. You sit on the front row, you better keep your head on a swivel away from the phone. Well, but, you know, those guys down there are certainly doing that.
Let me say this. Nobody's had their phone out the entire tournament from what I've seen is – right side, Struthers O'Brien tries to fire a right side jumper. Going for the rebound was Albertini. She came down hard on her tailbone. Opposite end, Noonan didn't see the pass coming. It's taken away by Struthers O'Brien with 4:40 remaining, trailing by 11, 38-27. This is the largest lead either side of the ball tonight. Burlingame coming back from an early 11-4 deficit in the first quarter. Again, they've outscored St. Paul the rest of the way. Ball gets poked out of bounds by Burlingame. It'll stay with St. Paul. At least Doherty will inbound from in front of her own bench.
St. Paul 0-for-4 in the second half from beyond the arc. They're going to need some of that outside shooting to kind of fall through in this one.
Struthers O'Brien works it right side. Doherty three on the way. It's good. You can give that one up. You don't want to, but you can. At least Doherty has five here in the second half. Now 11 points overall tonight. Pulls her team back with an eight.
Back-to-back unforced turnovers here for Burlingame. They
got to be smart.
They need to just kind of calm down.
Gracie Simmons overshoots the jumper on the right block over the top of Doherty. Rebound collected by Chloe Seamy. Seamy at the top of the key. Goes right side. Unguarded three by Struthers O'Brien. It's good.
Emerald
Struthers O'Brien brings her side to their feet. Pulls her team back within five and will get a timeout taken by Coach Jeff Slater. It'll be a 30-second timeout. Becomes a full timeout, but we'll keep it right here.
You did a pretty good job, you know, yesterday in the boys' contest coloring, you know, on, you know, just doing a good job of predicting what was to happen. I just mentioned St. Paul 0-for-4 from the three-point line in the second half, and they've hit back-to-back threes, yep. And that has just erased that double-digit lead, yep. And has really closed things up again. That's what Slater was realizing. Hey, you know, momentum starting to shift back right there. Yep. You know, we're just past the halfway mark here in the fourth quarter, but it's just going to come down to the guts and who's going to want it more. It's basically we got to look at it as a tie ball game.
I'm having flashbacks once again, this time to the sub-state semifinal matchup last year in Madison between Burlingame and Lebo. That game went to overtime. Burlingame managed to come away at the last second. I'm sure Coach Slater would prefer not to have to do that here tonight. He would like a clear-cut victory. Coach Slater, for those that don't know, is expecting another child here anytime. He had said that if I see him running out of the gymnasium, it's because he's got a child on the way. I'm sure he would prefer that not happen with his team up 5 with 3:40 remaining. Talk about your stressors. Gracie Simmons gets stuck on the right side of the floor by Elise Doherty, able to get the pass to Winters. Now up top to Kaylin Noonan. Noonan gets bumped by Kenna Doherty, no foul call. Now streaking inside, Winters leaves the layup short. On the opposite end, Elise Doherty, right block. Jumper off the glass, no good. Rebound goes to Kenna Doherty. Now up top to Josie Harris. She fires a jumper from inside the arc, no good. Isabella Tyson collects the board with 3:05 remaining. Burlingame still leading it by 5, 38-33. Under 3 to go, Noonan. To Simmons, back door, no good on the left block jumper. Missing the give-me shots. 2:47 remaining, long three on the way is no good by Struthers O'Brien. Put back by Josie Harris, misses the mark. Put back by Kenna Doherty, misses the mark. Both teams missing opportunity after opportunity with 2.5 remaining in this ball game. 38-33 still the lead for Burlingame. If you can't tell by my voice, this is stressful on both ends. Right side, Noonan overshoots the rim. Rebound collected by Elise Doherty now. She'll throw it away on the other side. It went out of bounds, but nobody called the whistle. Nonetheless, it goes to Burlingame regardless.
I think it went off a foot that was on a player that was right in front of the bench. So I don't think it ever went out of bounds, but it looked like they was going to get a whistle call.
Yeah, it did look like it, but nonetheless, 2 minutes left. 38-33 the lead for Burlingame. Got to think here very soon, St. Paul might start to foul. A timeout will be taken by Jeff Slater. He wants a 30-second timeout. That will become a full timeout. We'll take 30 seconds to catch our breath. A minute 50 remains in this girls 1A Division I sub-state championship matchup. Burlingame leads St. Paul 38-33.
Burlingame Playoff Basketball brought to you in part by Santa Fe Trail Collision Center, providing towing, free estimates, insurance claims beginning to end, bodywork, and glass repairs. Customer service is their priority. And Burlingame USD 454, engaging, inspiring, and empowering their students in the classroom and on the court. Bearcat strong.
38-33 is the lead for Burlingame over St. Paul with a minute 50 remaining. Timeout taken by Coach Jeff Slater. His team with an opportunity to advance to the state tournament for the first time. They won the school's first Lyon County League Championship on the girls' side this year. They made it back to the sub-state championship game. Two big goals accomplished. Next goal, make a run at the state tournament. They're a minute and 50 seconds away from accomplishing that goal. But St. Paul's not going away quietly. Burlingame had an 11-point lead at one point. It's been cut to 5. Inbounds from in front of the St. Paul crowd goes to Simmons. She goes to Noonan. Right block. Jumper is good, but she traveled.
Kind of stuttered step.
She did.
She was the most open she's been all night. She was almost confused.
Burlingame caught off guard as a running start there by Sophia Albertini on the St. Paul Inn. Isabella Tyson will commit her fifth foul.
Now they're going to call it on Noonan. That'll be her fourth.
You're correct, sir. My apologies. Misread the signal there.
But bonus time, that's 17th foul for Burlingame.
Elise Doherty has missed both shots from the foul line, and she will miss this one. And now a foul the other way. It'll go against Struthers O'Brien. That will be her fourth. Now St. Paul with two players in foul trouble with four. Struthers O'Brien and Josie Harris. Burlingame has two as well. Isabel Tyson and Kaylin Noonan. Speaking of Noonan, she has it left side. And we're going to get a foul away from the ball on St. Paul. That will be Struthers O'Brien, and that will be the end of her game. She fouls out. Back into the St. Paul lineup comes Claire Bradshaw with two fouls. Bonus time for Burlingame. 1-1 coming for Daylen Winters. Puts up the first. It's good. The lead is now to 6. 39-33, a minute 26 remaining.
They were telling them to get back. They had a Claire Bradshaw was way back there deep looking for a run out.
Daylen Winters misses on the back end of the 1-1, but still makes it a 6-point game as on the other side, Josie Harris slices and dices through the defense with the right side layup. The lead is now 4, 39-35. Burlingame leads it with a minute 5 remaining in the ball game. Left side, Kenna Masters gets bumped by Josie Harris, and Harris is done.
Now, you almost have to play matchups. You got some timeouts left if you're Augustine.
You do.
Obviously, Harris has been a kind of a spark right there. Great ball handler, can really do stuff on her own on the dribble drive.
Masters to the line now for the 1-1 in the bonus. Kenna Masters, just 3 points tonight. One of those coming from the foul line. Puts up the first. It's good. Masters puts it back to a 5-point lead. 40-35 with 101 remaining.
I'm testing my memory here 6 weeks ago. Wasn't it Kenna Masters that was able to knock down some clutch shots in the closing moments against Lebo to
you are correct,
win that
sir.
Championship?
You are correct. Puts up the second. It's good. Lead back to 6. 41-35. Under a minute to go. Up top with it is Elise Doherty for St. Paul. Left side, Chloe Simi. Back to Doherty now, top of the key. Crossing over. Back to Simi. Dribbles to the foul line. She'll go right side to Kenna Doherty, and the ball will go out of bounds.
A lot of contact there. The St. Paul faithful wanted a foul.
I think they have an argument there. Daylen Winters created a lot of contact trying to reach in and steal that one as full court pressure being applied on Isabel Tyson. The ball will be knocked out of bounds by Chloe Simi. 41-35. Coach Jeff Slater giving Patrick Gardner a run for his money with the red face right now. And Slater will call a timeout as Burlingame struggling to inbound it. 40.2 remaining.
Should be a full, I believe. I think that's only the one he had left. Yeah, that'll be his last timeout.
We'll take one with him. 41-35, the lead for Burlingame with 40.2 left to go in this sub-state championship matchup. We're back in 30 seconds here on Country 101.7 FM.
Everyone has their favorite pizza ranch plate combo. Pizza and salad? Pizza and mashed potatoes? Chicken and ranch wedges? Or is it all of the above? Topped off with sweet dessert pizza. Round up the family and head to Pizza Ranch, where you can build your perfect plate. Pizza Ranch buffet hours are Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and 4 to 8 p.m. and 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. on weekends. It's buffet done your way at Pizza Ranch, 3000 West 18th Avenue.
35-41, or I should say 41-35, the lead for Burlingame with 40.2 left to go in this sub-state championship matchup. Kaylin Noonan inbounds it to Kenna Masters, who gets double-legged by Kenneth Doherty. You can hear it over on the Burlingame end saying that's intentional. I can't disagree with that, as Doherty thought she was on the wrestling mat. Took out the legs there. Well, nonetheless, that will be Kenneth Doherty's third foul. Ninth team foul for St. Paul as Masters at the line for the 1-1 misses on the front end. Made her last two, misses this one. 31 seconds remaining, a long three is on the way by Elise Doherty. It's no good, but the rebound is picked up by Sophia Albertini in the lane, left block. Feeds it to Chloe Seamy. Seamy will miss on the jumper from the left side, but she'll be fouled and go to the line for two. Seamy only has 3 points in the ballgame coming from beyond the arc in the first quarter. 22.9 remaining in the ballgame. Seamy puts up the first. It's good. Got to think they're going to look to foul here if she misses this next one, as we will get a timeout by Kaylee Augustine. She wants to talk things over with her team before the second shot comes, as her team now back within five. That's been the magic number for both teams as they've trailed. They just can't seem to get past and stay past a five-point differential.
Absolutely right, Tegan. That's just, you know, Coach Slater, you had a double-digit lead there. You know, you've all gas, no brakes. Well, then you kind of started forcing things and kind of started playing not to lose,
yeah,
instead of just trying to, you know, play to close this thing out, and that's allowed St. Paul to kind of make a run, at least make things interesting.
Well, both teams have led by 11 at one point in this ball game. Both teams have overcome that deficit. Well, I should say Burlingame has, as thus far St. Paul has not been able to jump back in front. Seamy puts up the second. That's off the mark. Rebound goes to Kaylin Noonan, and she'll be immediately fouled by Kenna Doherty. Doherty picks up her fourth. At least she didn't take her down this time. Double bonus time now. That's a 10th team foul. Fourth foul for Doherty. Noonan is at the line shooting two, and, well, I don't know if that's good news or bad news. She has struggled from the line thus far tonight. 20.9 remaining. Noonan puts up the first. It's off the mark, a little short. These are must-makes right here. I mean, it's big. A five-point difference, 20 seconds remaining. Noonan puts up the second. That one will fall through. The lead is back to six. 42-36, 18 seconds remaining. St. Paul with the ball. Bradshaw, let's go a three from the top. It's good.
That was a great look.
One possession game now. 42-39, a foul by Sophia Albertini on Kaylin Noonan. 8.3 remaining.
Boy, oh boy.
Noonan could put this one away if she gets both. Give Claire Bradshaw a lot of credit. That was a great look on that open three, and she was able to knock it down. That's a clutch shot. Noonan at the line, puts up the first. It's good. Back to a two-possession game with 8.3 remaining. Noonan puts up the second. That'll do it. Back to a six-point lead, 44-39. 5 seconds remaining. Long three is off the mark by Elise Doherty. Out of bounds. It's Burlingame ball. With 1.2 remaining. Burlingame, you've waited long enough. You are headed to the state tournament. The Lady Bearcats do it. 44-39. The historic season for the Lady Cats continues. They're headed to Dodge City.
Unbelievable effort there, battling back from a slow start, just like we saw last night. The grit and desperation of this team to live to see another day.
In true Bearcat fashion, it was a nail-biter to the very end. But the Lady Bearcats can call themselves sub-state champions. The Cinderella season continues for Jeff Slater's crew. We're going to shut things down here, get into our post-game coverage. As the trophy presentation is coming here, we'll get you final stats and analysis and talk to a, I'm sure, accelerated heart rates Jeff Slater, who has to be a little relieved right now as his team advances to the state tournament. Post-game coverage upcoming here on Country 101.7 FM. Mike just couldn't wait to get it going.